The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio is about to commence.
Good morning, North State, and welcome to Free Fire Radio right here on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott, 7:05 in the morning here, Friday, the last day of September, September the 30th. Good morning. Phone lines here are 605-4567, and we are streaming live at KCNR1460.com. And good morning, Jared.
Hey, good buddy. Morning.
I see you keep kind of keeping an eye on me and an eye on that husky that's in there.
Oh, yeah. No,
he's a beautiful
pretty dog, yeah.
Isn't he beautiful?
Well, he's going to be perfect for anybody who takes him home, especially with the weather coming up. When you think about, oh, my God, cooler days. It's currently 59 degrees in the downtown studio. It's going to be sunny today with our highs of 78. Tomorrow, sunny with temperatures around 75. And Sunday, again, you've been hearing about this weather that is a prediction. Showers likely on Sunday. Weather 65. The high on Sunday is 65. But don't let that fool you. I know you're going to want to bring out your Uggs and your turtlenecks. But as we progress through the week, Saturday, Sunday, Monday calls for a 20% chance of showers with our high of around 71. Then we go back up to 75 on Tuesday, and Wednesday is 80. So don't be fooled. And it's going to give you a kiss for fall. You get a little fall kiss.
It's going to give you a little fall lick. Right there on your face, and then the next thing you know, you're going to be sweaty again.
And when I drove in this morning to get my coffee, they had their little coffee kiosk so absolutely adorned with everything Halloween. It's that time. It's really, you feel like that time is happening.
It's 31 days away.
And speaking of that time of the week and that time of the day and our favorite Friday morning segment, Amy is here with Haven Humane, and we have a darling, a big, gorgeous, thick-coated dog.
Blue
Good morning,
eyes.
Amy.
Good morning, everybody.
Blue-eyed.
This handsome gentleman, he is so suave. Just look at him. He's just
you should
the most,
call him suave.
I should. He is just
a very
like,
beautiful he, temperament.
He does. He is such a good dog, and he just has the most beautiful. You could just look at him all day. He's just gorgeous. So this is Harley. Harley is a 4-year-old Siberian Husky mix. He looks most husky.
You know what?
Yeah,
it is.
He sure does.
If it's a mix, it's a very, very
I don't know where the mix is.
It's a lean mix. I know you can't say.
We can't say because we don't know for 100%,
right.
But he definitely looks like it with the blue eyes and the markings. And he is just such a good dog. He is rated for a home with kids 8 and up. He does. Excuse me.
Did you see those eyes where he's looking
at
you?
Yeah, and he's laying on the ground right now. He's just very
calm.
Like you said, he's calm.
He is. He walks on a leash like a dream. Like my shoulders, when I give him a walk, thank him every time for not pulling.
Yeah.
Now he walks right next to you. This morning I, just opened the crate in the back of the van, opened the door. He plops right in, hops right into his crate. He would be a perfect dog for somebody to take on long walks, trails. He just is ready to go, and he's waiting for you to go somewhere.
He's been fixed. He's got it all done. Is he chipped too?
He is, and he's ready to go today. So today.
And he's a beautiful dog.
He sure is.
And I had my camera, I'd take a photo of him, put him on the web.
You know, the interesting thing is that, and we love it, what we really love about Haven Humane is that your goal is to really, have a place that, when these animals come in, you're like a holding place, and you make sure that they're cared for. And there's so much in Haven Humane that deals with volunteers.
Yes, volunteers are amazing.
Walking, taking care of the pets, and some of them very traumatized. Now, this particular pet, his disposition is very, very calm, and you said he came in as a stray.
Yes, he did.
He's just like he's ready to just hang out. He just needs to belong to somebody.
Yeah, he's about 4 years old, like I said. So he's he's kind of over the puppy phase. He's over the.
He's still young.
He's still young though. Yeah.
But he could be slobbering all over the place, and he's not.
And he's not. He's just a really, really sweet guy. And
does he know his name?
Probably, yeah.
Harley?
Yeah, Harley. I know Mike Kruger this morning asked me, oh, is he coming to Bark, Wine, and Brew tomorrow? And I said, no, he's not. He's going to get adopted today. He won't be there.
Now, tomorrow, well, that's right. Tomorrow's Bark, Wine, and Brew, and that's at the Wind River. Carl and I are going to be emceeing that. We love that. It's one of our favorite events of the year. You are bringing in different animals that night.
I think so, there's yeah.
There's some surprises, and we can't talk about
it. We can't talk about it.
I don't even know about it.
Yeah, that's right. And so it's going to be a great night tomorrow night, Bark, Wine, and Brew. There may be a couple. I don't even know
there
if
may
any,
be a couple. Don't quote me, because we might be out by now. Yeah, but there may be, because, I mean,
if you do, call Haven Humane at?
At 6252. That's 6252. The ticket line. And then online at havenhumane.org. You can buy tickets online.
And if you've got any questions, just call Haven Humane, and they'll help you out.
Yes, we will.
Okay, he's rolling around on the floor.
Just like how puppies do, where they won't scratch their back and smile. He's good.
Yeah, he's so cute.
Okay, if you're looking for a great-looking dog that seems very, very friendly, something to walk along the trail with, and it's getting cold here. So,
yeah, he also
and
does.
So if you don't, if you don't want to turn on the heat in your house at night, you could have a one dog night.
Yeah, and he also does well with other dogs and cats as well, and kids. He really actually likes kids, cats, and dogs. So.
And the only reason he's rated for houses with 8 and older is because he is a little bit bigger.
He's bigger.
He's a
husky. But I honestly don't think, it would be an issue if the kid was in it. He's not a jumper, and that's usually, because we want to make sure that both of them are safe in a home. So.
Right.
But I don't I see any problem with him with younger children. He seems to do really well.
He's about 100 pounds?
I'd guess about that.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Thanks, Amy.
Good dog.
Thank you so much.
He's just laid out here. He's just happy. He's happy because he's got attention.
Again, so Haven Humane.
He won't be here by the end of the day, though.
No, he'll probably be gone. I'm going to guess because someone's going to see that pretty face.
Somebody sees him, and sometimes they're adopted by the time you get back.
Yeah, sometimes people are waiting. So let's hope that's happening today, and Harley will be his forever home.
And with
home.
The name Harley. I mean, isn't that great? You go, Harley, come here, Harley. And then Harley doesn't bark. He doesn't
you can
bark.
Change the name,
he
of course.
He doesn't bark.
I've never heard him bark.
He makes, this is the sound he makes. makes little Harley sounds. Okay. Amy, thanks so much.
Thank you guys so much.
And we'll see you tomorrow night at Bark, Wine, and Brew.
Oh, yep. I'm going to be dressed to the nines. You'll see me.
Oh, how fun.
Dancing. Okay.
All right. We got a lot of things to talk about. We got Kyle DeFore coming in here at 7:30. We've got Open Line Friday. It's one of we haven't had Open Line Friday in a long time. But I think we needed time to catch up and let all of our listeners. Now, this morning when I turned on my computer, I was able to what I did was I turned it on, and then I accidentally turned it off, and then I turned it back on again, which totally confused the computer. And which I shouldn't have done. I should just kind of let it rest for a few minutes, maybe brought it a martini. So now it went into this self-check mode. Hey, we're going to self-repair. You can't turn this off. You can't do anything. You've just got to just, enjoy it. So it's in the other room playing with itself. And I'm here sans computer. So all the stuff that's in the chat room is going through Jared and then to me. Just to let you know. Hey, this portion of the show is brought to you by, in case you're coming in with a great question and you think I'm ignoring you. No. Other days I might ignore you, but
I'm
going
to hand up my computer over to you because I have got mine. But I'm going to talk about, first of all, we got a break. I know Kyle's in the house.
Kyle's in the house.
And, boy, I guess after that Cardinal thing last night, I just can't wait to just tease him with what happened there. So, but you know what happens here with the fall? We went to go, let's talk a little bit about our concert last night that leads us into a great night's sleep. We were at the Cascade and we saw
Chris Christopherson. Now, here's a guy that
heard him, saw him.
Icon. And he comes out, it's him, a guy on the drums, it's what?
Who's that again?
Thank you. You looked him up though, didn't you?
I did after Carl gave me quite the thrashing.
Yeah.
Not
that's right. You didn't even know who he was. That's right. Jared didn't even know who he was. You ever heard of the Beatles?
I have heard of the Beatles.
Okay. Have you ever heard of Janis Joplin?
I have.
Well, you know her big song, Me and Bobby McGee? The big song that she did?
Bust a Flat in Baton Rouge.
I'm sure I've heard it.
Yeah.
It was Chris Christopherson that wrote it. Christopherson was not only a songwriter, he was also an actor. He is an actor. He is a writer. He is a songwriter. And last night he was at the Cascade Theater to a full house. I'm not talking full. I'm talking sold out. I'm not talking like, oh, there's a seat left. I didn't see one seat open in the whole place.
That's right.
Not one.
He's a legend. And
yeah.
So he had just a keyboard player that just basically played like one note or a chord behind him. Because really, it was Kris Kristofferson, and he stood there. It was just, like I said, this piano player, and I believe that that's the Haggard Kids. Drummer, played with Haggard, and then the keyboard player. But it was really, you heard Kris Kristofferson almost like he was speaking his songs. And there's a lot of poetry in, if, as you know, Kris Kristofferson, his songwriting and hearing how he creates a line and he writes a lyric, and every song is a mini story.
And
it was fantastic. We got back after that.
It's supposed to start at 7:30. At 7:33, he walks out on the stage. Everybody, he plugs in his guitar and starts singing. And that's it. I mean, and then he goes for like, oh, I don't know, 45 minutes, takes a 15-minute break, comes back for another 45 minutes, says goodbye. Everybody's at a standing ovation. He nods his head. He goes, he pats himself on the chest, like, you know, thank you, God, thank you, yeah. Thank you. And then he walks off. He's not coming back. There was no encore. But you know that. I mean, you just kind of, you knew that. When he walked off the stage, that was it. He had given it all.
Yeah.
He wasn't coming back. And everybody got up and left. And it was a great concert. He's 80 years old. I mean, let's try and think about this. He's 80 years old. He's lived a tough life, this man. I mean, he is that body is worn out, two faces, okay? And the just the things he's gone through. And his voice isn't the way it was before. I mean, let's just be honest. His voice is not the way it was before.
I never thought of him as a singer.
But he's not a singer. That's what I was getting ready to say.
Yeah.
He's never had that, you know, he's not that Frank Sinatra.
He's not a vocalist.
He is not a vocalist. He is a storyteller.
Yeah.
That sings, you know,
right.
And his voice has never been one that you would say was a great voice.
He's a
storyteller.
And
he did that. It was great.
You know, like when you think of Kris Kristofferson, you think of this gorgeous guy who is his own. He has his own lane. He's in his own lane. So anyway, we did that last night. We came home and we were just pooped. You know, it was great. When we came home, and we just it was wonderful to slip into our sleep number bed. And trust me, with the fall starting to be in the air and the season changes, this is the time you like try not to get sick. And with that is, you know, drinking lots of water, being good to yourself, and a great night's sleep.
You know, my sleep number setting is 60. And Linda's sleep number setting is 40. But last night, our sleep number setting was 100. Because I, frankly, when we got into bed, I forgot to put the different settings in. And guess what?
Didn't matter.
We both slept really well because it's just a great mattress. Made in America. Rated number one by Consumer Reports. And she can have the firmness she wants on her side and the firmness I want on my side. But last night, we both had the same. And it was still good.
It was great.
Head on over to Target Shopping Center. Go see Brian or Janice, because right now you can get a queen sleep number mattress with Sleep IQ technology. Now, you don't have to pick the Sleep IQ technology, but I would recommend it because it gives you ideas on how to sleep for $1,099.98. Made in America, guaranteed. It's a great mattress. We'll be right back after these messages. 7:18 in the morning.
Hi, I'm Barry Tippin, Director of Reading Electric Utility. On September 13th, REU will launch our 2016 solar rebate program. We have approximately $2 million available. REU's 2016 solar rebate will be 50 cents per watt up to $5,000. If you are considering solar, call REU first at 339-7200 and talk to an REU solar advisor. For more information, visit us at reupower.com or stop by our office. REU and you, powerful together.
Must be budget blinds. Because only Budget Blinds brings a showroom of great window fashions to your door. Hi, Julie.
Hi, Janet. Love the new designs.
Colors and patterns you can't find anywhere else. Brought right to your door. Exclusive product lines for every budget, including Roman shades, rugs, pillows, and so much more. To transform any room from ordinary to extraordinary. Plus, we do all the measuring and installation for you. No more running from store to store or taking your chances online.
Budget Blinds is a home convenience concept. Whenever you call Budget Blinds, you're always going to get a live person. We'll come out, we'll bring all sorts of different samples, we'll listen to your needs. Being a franchise owner of Budget Blinds, a big part would be our warranties. Our warranties are unbeatable. with, no questions asked, no matter what happens to your window coverings, you're covered in.
So when you hear, think budget blinds.
If you're in need of custom window coverings, give Budget Blinds a call today, 226-9027, or visit us on the web at budgetblinds.com.
Stop by the Budget Blinds booth at the Fall Home Show, October 1st.
Remember your past by celebrating it today. The Redding Rancheria Stillwater Powwow 2016, September 30th through October 2nd at the Shasta District Fairgrounds. Celebrate with beautiful dancers, powerful drummers, and the history of our people and land. Proudly sponsored by Redding Rancheria and Wind River Resort and Casino. The Redding Rancheria Stillwater Powwow 2016, September 30th through October 2nd at the Shasta District Fairgrounds. Brought to you by this station and other great sponsors. For information, call 225-8979 extension 1111 or visit stillwaterpowwow.com.
In the 40s, Redding Cab and Yellow Cab merged, and Redding Yellow Cab was born. A lot has changed since then. The town has more than tripled in size, and so have they. Through the decades, they've served Redding with generations of trustworthy drivers, family men and women, treating their customers with the respect and professionalism they'd expect for their own families. When you need to get to or from the airport or the train station, perhaps, Redding Yellow Cab is there for you. When you need a safe ride home, need to do some shopping, or want someone to shop for you, call Redding Yellow Cab at 222-1234.
Hi, this is Kyle DeFore with the NorCal Sports Hour. Tune in every Tuesday at 6 here on KCNR 1460 for all things Warriors, Kings, A's, Giants, Niners, and Raiders, as well as all your local high school standouts. Get your NorCal Sports Fix every Tuesday at 6 on the NorCal Sports Hour here on KCNR 1460 and KCNR1460.com.
Wow.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl Lindebod. It is 7:23 in the morning. This portion of the show brought to you by Home Helpers. 2620 Larkspur Lane, you're not going to get any better home care, in-home care, than with Sharon Clark and Home Helpers, whether it's short-term or long-term. Every one of our people are hand-chosen. They're trained. They've had background inspections, vetted, bonded, insured, and she handpicks them for your situation. Home Helpers. It's business of the year, and she is the woman of the year, you know, because of how she takes care of people.
Amazing.
And if you say you have a loved one in a different city, you know, Northern California, call Sharon, because she knows people that can help you with it.
All right.
Home Helpers, 226-8350.
All right. Let's go to the phones. Good morning, Don. You're live on KCNR. What's on your mind?
Good morning.
Good morning, Don.
Nice brisk morning. Well, it's politics, and I'm just, unfortunately, I listen to all media, left and right, so I can get a good perspective of what is going on between our two presidential candidates.
Good for you.
And I have to say, just because I happen to be a Democrat, I'm very concerned about the GOP, the grand old party, and... you know, I think the people, Republicans in this county, are either going to go to the polls and hold their nose and vote for Donald Trump, or they're going to stay home, and because they are totally embarrassed about this man with a fatal flaw named Donald Trump.
What's his fatal flaw?
The guy just can't stop putting his foot in his mouth on a daily basis.
Well, you know, there are times he tweets he probably shouldn't. On the other hand, he doesn't use a systematic approach of cheating the government. And,
well, so far,
that Hillary does.
The government hasn't been had a criminal label put on her.
Well, I'm sure it had nothing to do that her husband meant.
Why keep talking about that?
Because it's true. And for, you know, that she started her own.
True,
if you're going to let, if I give you your chance, wait a minute, Don, if I give you your chance, you have to give me my chance. Okay? You said
I'm
that.
I'm sorry, I'm not fair.
I know. That's because you're a Democrat.
I'm not fair in politics. Politics is a blood sport.
It is a blood sport.
It is a blood sport.
You go ahead, Carl. You have your say. I want to say something, too.
You know, when you look at Hillary Clinton, she calls Donald Trump a misogynist, yet she attacks women who are sexually assaulted by her husband and calls them bimbos and does everything she can to destroy their lives. She did. She was cited by the FBI, the head of the FBI, that she doesn't understand classifications and that she wasn't supposed to do it. And then Colin Powell says, hey, don't blame me for what you did. I told you not to do that. And wait, and the final thing is, How come nobody's bringing up the fact that Bill met with Loretta Lynch for a half an hour on the tarmac to talk about, oh, their grandchildren? And the next day, the word came out that, oh, there's not going to be any charges. Now, tell me that doesn't smack of big government and collusion and of Hillary Clinton and all of her little cronies.
Okay, your turn.
Oh, thank you. Well, if all of that happened, and it very well may have, I want to know why the FBI, the CIA, the SS, whoever, hasn't again taken Hillary Clinton in handcuffs to jail and until they prove that she's a criminal, that nothing has happened to prove she's a criminal.
Of course not, because
so,
the fix
is in.
So, that's
kind of bogus argument. You have to agree there.
The fix is in. You could look at it like that and just say it's reasons like that. It's okay. Everything she did. Trust me, Don, you've been in the service, if you had done what she had done, you don't think you would have been court-martialed?
Well, that's speculation again.
You know what classified material is.
My turn.
Okay, it's Linda's turn.
Yes,
okay.
Linda.
My turn is...
There's no misogyny here.
No misogyny.
I just have to say that I agree with you, Don, that I don't want anybody of the GOP, Republicans or Democrats, to hold their nose. Or if you must, hold your nose and go to the polls, but vote. You need to vote, and your vote does count. It's really interesting. I was talking about this the other day. I was driving, listening to a sports channel, Mad Dog Sports of all things, coming back from Sacramento to Redding, and the guy who was the host of it, I don't know what his name was, but he was saying, as an African American, that African Americans did not get a chance to really cast their vote as voting citizens until 1964. And he was talking to the other guy, and he said, "If you think for 1 minute that your vote doesn't count, you must think of all those people before you, all of the people who made it so that you could vote, and it does matter."
Exactly.
So whether you're holding your nose and you don't like the fact that Donald Trump is your GOP, this particular, more than ever, this is the most crucial
election
for our president and how our country is going to run in history ever in our world.
Exactly.
So that just depends on how you view it, how you see it. Who do you think really is going to run it? Okay, some would say that Hillary is going to be the same old, same old. In fact, your taxes will go up. Things are going to change, probably even be more liberal than anything has ever been before.
She'll take us to war again.
Well, wait a minute. It's my turn.
Okay.
All right, so
and
I
would... And then I get a turn because I called in.
Okay, all right, so get the final say, but be nice.
Okay, it's your turn.
Oh, I'm always nice. Hey, number one, presidents don't raise taxes. That's a myth. Number two, many elections have been won by 1 and 2 votes, locally, nationally, statewide. So you're right. You better vote, people, or you'll be sorry the next day on November 9th that you didn't go to the polls. And, well, all I can say is the surge is on. As you saw in the paper recently, there's a huge amount of voter registration here in Shasta County. If one calls the election department, I'll bet you'll find that a lot of those were either declined to state, also called nonpartisan, and Democrat, because they are really concerned that we'd be electing a person who has such fatal flaws and has already scared leaders around the world with most of his comments.
We agree on that. Hillary has done. You're talking about Hillary, right?
We're supposed to be nice here. Now, come on. You know who I was talking about.
Okay.
Hey, Don, thanks a lot.
We got
to take a break.
Thank you for the call.
Well,
you fluffed our feathers today. All right, bye.
Thanks, Don. Okay. You know,
and you know
here's
what?
The thing. Here's the bottom line.
This guy's an activist, and I like that.
Get out and vote. And, you know, some people say, oh, you know what? We're in California. It doesn't count. Yeah, it does. Your vote does count. It counts in letting people know how people feel. You know, they say that, you know, California's in the Democratic pocket. Maybe it is. But if there's millions and millions of people in California that vote GOP, that's a big thing. The other thing is go out, because you need to come out and vote on these propositions. Do you want to turn more criminals loose? Do you want to raise the cost of meds for veterans? Do you want to do all those things? Well, then stay at home.
And you want your Second Amendment to be changed forever.
You want your Second Amendment
because it will
forever,
be rewritten.
You need to come out and vote. So see, even if it's if you don't say, okay, I just can't vote for either one for president, but you can vote in all these other things. It's so important. Okay, hey, look, this portion of the show is brought to you by our friends over at Northern Firearms Instruction. Ted Leidy and his instructors, every one of them is an NRA-trained pistol instructor and more. He has classes in 27 counties, and he's looking to start in 14 more in the state of California. It's some of the most comprehensive CCW training you'll ever see. Plus, they have advanced classes for after you've had your concealed carry. Go to advanced class where you put everything you've learned into practice and more. And also others from carbine to pistol and transition like this, and put in working with both a long gun and a pistol. All of this from Northern Firearms Instruction. Give them a call at 530-999-1822 or register online at readingccw.com. We'll be right back. It's 7:31 in the morning.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Tri-Counties Bank presents Worthy Cause. Bob Irvine, executive director of a nonprofit dedicated to providing job and housing support to adults with disabilities, attended a Tri-Counties Bank seminar looking for ways to run his organization more efficiently. Inspired by the nonprofit's worthy mission, Tri-Counties Bank branch manager Travis Barker and his business banking team put their hearts into finding a solution. The dedicated experts on the Tri-Counties Bank team identified missed financial opportunities and presented Bob with a financing restructuring deal that helped the nonprofit save thousands of dollars a month. Now that's service with heart. Business lending, cash management, heartfelt solutions. For personalized problem solving, switch to Tri-Counties Bank. Tri-Counties Bank, service with solutions. Member FDIC.
As gun laws continue to tighten up across the country, Bastiani Arms will continue to provide our community with quality firearms, hard-to-find ammo, off-list fully built AR lower receivers, and the absolute best customer service. Get out of the grab-and-go box stores and come talk to a knowledgeable firearm specialist. The good guys at Bastiani Arms are real gun enthusiasts with two full-time gunsmiths on hand 5 days a week. Right now, Bastiani Arms is stocked up on hard-to-find ammo, 30-30, 38 Special, and 44 Magnum. More people than ever are exercising their rights to conceal and carry a firearm. Seth Stoke has over 20 years' experience in firearms and offers CCW classes, women-only CCW classes, and hunter education. Bastiani Arms has everything you need for firearms, and they appreciate you shopping local. Bastiani Arms, on the corner of Larkspur Lane and Wall Street in Reading. Join the revolution.
From the Kentucky coal mines to the California sun, hey, Bob has shared the secret of my soul. Through all kinds of weather, through everything that we've done, your Bob and baby helped me from the world.
Welcome back to KTNR 1460. Yeah, Kris Kristofferson. Well, of course, that's not Kris Kristofferson, but he wrote the song. And
I was going to say his voice
changed. And Janis Joplin, I saw this wonderful bio on her, and she as she was a up and coming, that song is what really put her over the top. And Kris Kristofferson was a young songwriter. It's not like his name was out there, but she found this song, and you know how it is. You kind of people hang with hang, and circles turn into circles, but. Anyway, so the rich fabric of this man's history of his songs was just great, and it was wonderful to watch the crowd and the crowd of all different ages that just, you know, these are music lovers. And those songs all depict a time in their life, and I love that. Anyway, 61 degrees in the downtown studios. The weather's always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, locally owned and operated, where they have senior and veteran discounts. It's going to be high of 78 today with lows 48. Saturday calls for a high of 75. Sunday's 65 with showers. I know. And Jared's over there clapping, like little claps, like, yay, it's cool.
25 minutes before the hour of 8 o'clock, we're here with Kyle DeFore.
Good morning.
He's our sports guy. He is the go-to guy in this town for sports.
Friday game of the week coming up here in about 12 hours exactly, honestly.
And who's playing? Where are we going?
We've got the Eureka Loggers are in town to play the Enterprise Hornets. I'll be calling the game live from the Hornets Nest. Our second Enterprise game. We're actually going to have the Enterprise game next week as well. It's going to be Foothill at Enterprise, old rivalry here. But this week we've got Eureka, who's 2-3 visiting Enterprise this week. So looking forward to that one here tonight at 7:30.
You know what I really like is the way you choose our football games, and you know how we get everybody. And we're going to be looking at Reading Christian this year, maybe?
You know, I'm not sure. We've got a couple flexible dates toward the back end of the schedule, depending on records. Yeah. You know, we don't want to bring you a bunch of teams that are 1-5 versus 0-6 or something like that. You know, so we've got a couple flexible dates toward the end of the season. This week, Eureka at Enterprise. Next week, Foothill at Enterprise. And then we'll get the rest of that posted on the website there sometime in the next week or so.
Well, you did such a great job, and we appreciate you being part of the Casey and our family. Love being able to bring the shows. You know, I mean, high school football live, does it get any better?
Oh, it's a lot of fun. Plus, we've got some really a couple standout teams here. Haven't had a chance to call Paradise game. They're undefeated as well.
Oh, wow.
But we've had a chance to call 3 Foothill games. They're the over 40 points a game, number one offense in the northern section. They've got this great senior quarterback who's got 21 touchdowns through their first handful of games here. They're a lot of fun
to watch.
First
3 or 4 games.
Yeah. No, he's averaging over four touchdowns a game, and he had
how many touchdowns does he have?
He has 21 touchdowns in 5 games passing. Last week he had 5 passing and 2 running. So he had 7.
Who is this guy?
Trent Banner is a senior quarterback out there. He's got a great wide receiver that's got 11 of those touchdown catches himself.
Wow.
He's about 6'1", a little over 200. So
is he like maybe college? Some colleges would be looking at him.
Oh, yeah. I had him on the show two Tuesdays ago on the Sports Hour here, and tried to get where are you going to be playing next year? He said, I got 7 or 8 more games to worry about this year. So he's keeping it close to the vest.
He has already learned. He's already been coached by his coach saying, don't be saying anything.
Well, and they had a great year last year as a junior. So, you know, I mean, he's on the radar for certainly all the schools on the West Coast, if not further wide than that.
That's great. Local guy. Kind of like an Aaron Rodgers, maybe.
Yeah.
Maybe you've discovered an Aaron Rodgers.
Hey, you know, wouldn't that be fun to be like, I watched this guy play when he was however old. You know, even if he gets to D1, that'd be phenomenal right there. So,
Well, it's just the season. So much going on right now. That's unlocal sports, but can we talk a little NFL?
Oh, yeah. We had the Thursday night game last night, Bengals 22, Dolphins 7. Dolphins get one touchdown on one long play and basically can't get anything going the rest of the night. They're bad this year.
You know what? But the Bengals really needed this game,
right?
Because people were talking about them for a championship.
Yeah. They've had Andy Dalton for the last several years. They're always a good regular season team, and then they always lose in the playoffs. Marvin Lewis has been there for 13 years in Cincinnati, never won a playoff game. So, you know, they've always had players, but it just never comes together in the playoffs. They always run into a hot team or have injuries or something. It's always something.
Okay, now, you've got your own, schematic how you want to do this, so I don't want to interfere too much, but I do have to mention this Philadelphia Eagles quarterback, this rookie.
We
can't remember his name.
Carson Wentz.
Carson Wentz.
Yeah. Oh,
That Cleveland, the Cleveland Browns could have drafted him. They said, no, he's not. He doesn't have the qualities we need.
We're going to sign Robert Griffin III and have him get hurt in the first game instead.
Okay. Well, he gets hurt every year.
Yeah. We love underdog stories, don't we? We like to see the guy who just guy. Like just shocks
so where did,
us.
Where did Carson Wentz
blow us
from?
Away?
Carson Wentz played at South Dakota State, which is a Division II.
Yes.
They've won 5 consecutive Division II national championships at South Dakota State. And they've won their last 6 games against Division I teams, including earlier this year. So They're a legit program up there. But, you know, we've seen with guys like Joe Flacco coming out of Delaware, which is Division II, you know, you don't necessarily have to go to Alabama or USC or any of these big schools and play quarterback. They'll go find you if you've got the ability.
Right.
And Wentz is the truth right now.
And especially if the if that offense is set up like a pro offense, mm-hmm. and there's more and more colleges doing that.
Well, and you
setting up like
you
for
see
a
lot
offense.
Of you see a lot of pro guys going. I think the games have gotten closer too because you see a lot of. You know, the economics of football are such now that if you draft a guy, you can't sit him for 1 or 2 or 3 years. Aaron Rodgers sat for 3 years behind Brett Favre. That'll never happen again with a first-round pick. You have to play if you're a first-round pick. So if you draft a guy in the first round or even the second or third round, he's got to get on the field sooner rather than later just because of the economics of how much you're paying the position. But to have a guy come in like this, you see these guys, they've got to be able to start right away or start partway through their first year. So they bring their college offenses down into the pros and say, okay, what do you do well? And let's have you do those things. I think the Eagles have done a great job for a team that really doesn't have a lot of weapons around him, receivers-wise, to basically play to his strengths, get him move the pocket, get the ball out of his hand quickly. He doesn't have, you know, 5 or 6 reads to go through. They're making the game a little easier for him. They played the Browns and the Bears, but then they show up and they smoke the Steelers 34-3.
That was amazing. The Browns and the Bears, you could expect them maybe to win that. But to come up to Ben Roethlisberger in the Steel Curtain, because the Pittsburgh Steelers hadn't lost a game either.
They were
saying, that they were going to win that game.
Yeah, you know, if you had told people before the first game of the season that 3 weeks in, the only two undefeated teams in the NFC would be Minnesota, who lost their quarterback before the season started, their running back the first week, and they were playing with a guy they traded for a week before the season started in Sam Bradford.
Who was doing pretty well.
And then the Philadelphia Eagles, who are playing with a rookie quarterback who traded their quarterback to the Vikings. Bradford went from the Eagles to the Vikings. Wentz was going to be the third string guy and not even play this year. So those are your only two undefeated teams in the NFC. And a lot of people were picking the Eagles to finish last in that division. And here they are, 3-0, knocking on the door of a playoff spot.
So I would be remiss then in saying, is the NFL commissioner, Roger Goodell, is he embarrassed about what he tried to do to the Patriots, New England Patriots, and they just stomped him with it?
Well, you know, the problem is with the 4-game suspension for Brady, you know, the Giants suspended a guy, the New York Giants suspended a guy earlier this year, 1 game for domestic violence. So you get 4 games for deflating the footballs, allegedly, but 1 game for domestic violence. Seems a little out of whack to me. But this was a vindictive thing for Spygate 10 years ago. They've been after the Patriots for a long time.
We watched the NFL. Was it NFL Today or something?
Tonight, there's the four guys.
Anyway. And
Boomer Esiason,
they asked Phil Sims and Boomer Esiason and the other guys. They're Brandon Marshall.
Mm-hmm.
They said, "Who's more important, the quarterback or the coach?" And Phil Sims, without even hesitation, says, "Coach." Esiason says, "Coach." You know, they all said coach, and they said, "And here's the example why." Bill Belichick, he's playing without his first string quarterback, so he throws in his second string quarterback.
He gets hurt.
So you throw in your third string quarterback. He wins. So now here's the game this weekend, and I understand is that their wide receiver it may start as quarterback.
Julian Edelman last played quarterback 7 years ago at Kent State. He's a wide receiver now and has a Super Bowl ring from a few years ago. Great wide receiver.
Yeah.
But Jacoby Brissett, their third string quarterback, basically has a torn ligament in his thumb. So that what the story is that they're going to try and play Garoppolo, the second stringer who's got an AC joint in his shoulder, can't hardly lift his arm.
Yeah.
So they'll probably run the ball about 45 or 50 times. I expect some gadget plays, you know, maybe some reverse and flea flicker or something like that.
They're even saying one of their tight ends played quarterback in college. And they're looking at him. But Edelman, who is quick and smart, understands the offense, and he can throw. That would, you know what, it would just be cool. Who are they playing this weekend?
Well, and they're going 3-0. They've gone 3-0 without Brady. So they
who's the one they're playing this week?
You know, I'd have to look at the schedule. Okay, I don't have the right off the top of my head. But Brady's going to be back after next week. In week 5, he'll come back, and they will absolutely destroy the Cleveland Browns because he's going to play with a chip on. Now, whenever he is slighted in any way, he's one of these guys that can take anything and make it a chip on his shoulder and light a fire. He might throw 40 touchdowns in 12 games. I'm serious. He's going to tear the league apart.
Well, we can't wait to see that game. We're going to have to take a break here, but this portion of the show is brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry. Yes, estate jewelry. Expert watch repair. Take any of your valuable belongings, and, you know, you take it into Four Winds Jewelry. They're going to take care of you. They're going to want loose stones. You know, the holidays are coming up. If you're thinking about engagement rings or promise rings or anything that has to do with jewelry, head out to our friends at Four Winds Jewelry. That's 2225 Hilltop Drive in Reading here. 222-2750 is the phone number. We'll be right back here on KCNR 1460.
As I watch the politics on TV, I am reminded of my college political science instructor, Don Steck, for Coachmaster Collision Repair. He said that no matter what a politician said to get in office, once there, self-preservation became the most important thing. In other words, keeping the job became more important than doing the job. Benefit to the country became secondary. He was a little cynical because he had worked in politics for many years. Politics in Washington was never meant to be a lifetime occupation. Citizens were expected to serve a term or two and then return to private life. Politicians were never meant to become wealthy in office, yet we see reports of individuals amassing millions of dollars while in office. It's time to vote for America's interests first. Become an informed voter. To do less is a disservice to your country. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
Hi, this is Kyle DeFore from Mighty Fine Foods in Bella Vista. Summer is here, and Mighty Fine Foods is your one-stop shop on the way to the lake. We barbecue every Friday and have everything you need to maximize your summer fun. Stop by the deli for daily specials under $5, sandwiches made to order, and hot food served all day. With over 1,000 cold drinks, more than 250 beers, a full liquor and wine section, and the best meat prices you'll find anywhere, Mighty Fine pairs big store selection with small store service. Mighty Fine is just a short drive east of Reading at the corner of 299 and Deschutes in beautiful Bella Vista. Locally owned and operated since 1977, Mighty Fine.
It's Ladybot and the Bluebirds, October 6th, in Elements Lounge at Wind River Resort and Casino. Hi, this is Linda Bott. Join me as I sing my favorite jazz standards, along with Cleveland Bonet on keyboards, Bruce Kalin on bass, Bobby Viramontes on drums, and my special guest, Paul Sen, on trumpet. It's Romance on the River, 7 to 9 p.m., October 6th. Call for reservations today, 243-3377, and we'll see you there.
When you're looking to add a pet to your family, Haven Humane Society is a place to start. Hi, this is Mark from Haven to tell you that shelter pets make the best pets. With kittens, puppies, dogs, cats, bunnies, guinea pigs, hamsters, snakes, birds, and more, Haven has a pet that is the right fit for your family. We also provide education, training, spaying and neutering, dog licensing, and so much more. If you're looking for a way to help, our amazing volunteers have fun with the animals while helping us to save lives. For more information, call 241-1653 or visit havenhumane.org. Like us on Facebook and follow our progress as we work towards a day with no more homeless pets in the North State.
Holiday Harbor, we've got it all for you. But we're more than just gray houseboats. We have the vacation you have been looking for without the drive or airport hassle. Fishing boats, patio boats, 47-foot party cruisers, wakeboards, jet skis, and stand-up paddleboards. If it floats or you can pull it behind a boat, we probably have it for your enjoyment. Visit Holiday Harbor, exit 695 of Interstate 5, or go to LakeShasta.com. Holiday Harbor, your own vacation in town.
After we grew older, we could still be seen together as we walked along the levee holding hands.
And we heard that last night. I mean, that was great.
It like
surely as the season.
It was great.
It was great.
Chris Christopherson at the Cascade last night.
Well, for me, it was great. He's an icon. I go back tonight to see him again. But with the sound system and where we are and you know, my ears, because he and I have both aged, believe it or not, since when he sang that song. And you know as well as I do is that when you make songs, you make songs. But he tells stories so wonderfully. Mm-hmm. You can just sit there and listen. And he plays guitar wonderfully.
Yeah, and too. I kept saying, isn't that from a Western? Is that a soundtrack from something?
No, dear, it's not. Okay, right. Hey, look, this portion of the show brought to you by Crackmaster Windshield Repair. Whether it's a little bitty chip or a crack over 2 feet in length, Jeff Wurst, a veteran-owned business, can fix it. He guarantees it. You're not going to get any better than this. I promise you. Head on down to 3208 South Market or give him a call at 241-8373. He's got the know-how. He's got the initiative. And like I said, he guarantees them for life. You can't get any better than that. Okay, let's go back to Kyle DeFore, who does our football games, and it's one tonight against
Eureka at Enterprise tonight.
Eureka coming in, driving in, playing Enterprise tonight at the Hornets Nest.
Here, we have about 10 minutes left. What are the big things that you want to hear?
Now, where are we going?
We were talking Giants in the break here. Three games left in the season for the Giants. They're up one game on the Cardinals in the wild card. Both teams won last night. Mets were idle. So all three teams have three games left. Mets are up one on the Giants. Giants are up one on the Cardinals. Two out of those three teams are going to make the playoffs. One's going to be on the outside looking
now,
in.
Now, do they play each other?
No, the Giants have three more games, all against the Dodgers at home starting tonight. They were 7-2 winners last night over Colorado. Johnny Cueto gave up two runs in the first inning, but shut them down from there on out. The Giants came back to win that one 7-2. So three games left, up one game on the Cardinals. It's basically a race with the Cardinals at this point. But we're the only team that plays a playoff team from here on out. Both the Cardinals and the Mets both play non-playoff teams.
What was the headlines about the Cardinals? Or
and a walk-off.
Controversial ending to the Cardinals game last night. People that are listening can go on YouTube and see the actual visual of it, which helps a little bit. But a ground rule double, what looked to be an obvious ground rule double, which, you know, for those of you who aren't maybe baseball inclined, if the ball bounces in the field of play and then out of the field of play after it's been fair, that's a designated double. Everybody has to stop. The umpires decide where the runners are going to be placed at that point. But the outfielder continued to play the ball after it had been touched. Like if a fan touches it in the fans, that's supposed to be a ground rule double, dead ball, and you go from there. But he continued to play it. So the Cardinals end up winning the game 4-3. It's a controversial ending.
Okay, so the ball hits the ground. It goes up like into the stands, or it's going into the stands. A fan reached up to hit it or to catch it, knocked it back onto the field, and this was the Cardinals were out in the field, and he continued to play that.
And this is something that they always tell you before the game, you know, be aware of batted balls and bats and balls that might go into the stands. You know, you're here at your own risk, that type of thing. But it's also a thing where you can't go on the field and don't interfere with the ball and play. Otherwise, you know, if you literally, I mean, if you go on the field, they kick you out. And and if you interfere with the ball in play, sometimes they kick you out, too, depending on where you are. So the Cardinals end up with the win last night, so they stay one behind the Giants. But yeah, if it ends up coming down to a one-game playoff between the Giants and the Cardinals, that's one that'll be looked at a little bit.
What does it say? The umpires, the umps walked off. What happened?
Yeah, kind of a surreal ending there. I had never really seen anything like that. Usually when you see with replay now, you know, they kick it back to New York, and New York makes a decision based on the myriad camera angles that they have. Still kind of parsing what happened in a strange game. Like, you know, college football is known for having weird endings to games because you've got 50 games every weekend that every once in a while you'll get one like this, like the LSU game last week that ended with the clock expiring before they could get the final playoff. And the coach gets fired at the end of the game. You can play great the first seven or eight innings, but people only, or as an umpire, you can call a great game, but people only remember that one thing that sticks out in their mind. You know?
Yeah, you know what? Build 1,000 bridges. They say, there goes Carl, the bridge builder. No, pick your nose one time. Okay. All right. So what else is going on?
You were talking about, just dovetailing off what you said out of the break, you were talking about that Cascade. I'm always amazed at the people we get at the Cascade here. I saw Buddy, I saw guitar legend Buddy Guy there a few years ago, and he was great, but it's always incredible to me who they get. I wasn't aware Chris Christopherson was in town, but that'd be a great show to see.
Yeah, we saw Riders in the Sky. So we've had two concerts here in the same week, and the Riders in the Sky, we were like two in the second row, and that was such a pleasure. Such a treat.
I tell you what, and they put on such a show. It's you know what? The last time they were there, they sold the place out. But there's so many things going on, and we're going to talk about that at 8 o'clock.
Mm-hmm. You want to talk about 49ers,
the
right?
49ers. Yes. 49ers, what's going on?
Let's go.
Now, personally, and this is just me, and I know I'm just, you know, probably looking at it in the wrong way. I don't watch a 49ers game now. Mm-hmm. Sorry. Yeah. That's just me.
Well,
I think his reasoning and the way he did it sitting down just kind of – it offended me.
Mm-hmm.
And so the only way I have to do what he did to protest is not to watch.
Well, and that's one thing that I addressed on the show about a month ago when that first hit was happening in the preseason before the season started. I think it was about the second or third week before the season started. You know, we talked about that and said, you know, this is something where he's choosing to make a statement and – and we have a First Amendment that, you know, you don't, you can do what you want to do, but the
I spent a lot of time in my life defending that, and I have no problem with him doing it. But
The flip side of that is he has to also deal with the consequences of the public opinion that of people who feel the way you do and people who feel ambivalent about for whatever reason they may feel about that, because that flag represents a lot of things to a lot of people.
Yeah.
And so, you know, we were talking in the break, you know, how his jersey is like in the top two or three, if not the number one selling jersey the first month of the season. Of course, not because he's playing, because he hasn't literally played in a game. He's the backup right now to Gabbert, although we'll see how long that's the case.
Yeah.
The 49ers put up an anemic offensive performance against the Seahawks. We always play poorly against the Seahawks. We got this weird rock, paper, scissors in the NFC West. The Rams beat the Seahawks. The Seahawks beat the Niners. And the Niners beat the Rams. And and that's the way it's played out so far this year.
Is Kaepernick's protest, you think, is it affecting the team?
From all accounts inside the team, there hasn't been anybody who's come out and said anything. Of course, you wouldn't think that there would be. Early in the season, you try to keep everybody together. They're 1-2. They play the Cowboys on Sunday, so, you know, by no means is the season a lost season. Probably not a playoff team this year. They lost. They gave up 37 points to the Seahawks. They were down 27-3 in the third quarter. Gabbert averaging completing less than 60% of his passes, less than 6 yards. Yards per attempt, just not pushing the ball down the field. I think it's going to be, you've got a Sunday night game, and then the 49ers play on Thursday as well, so they've got 2 games in 5 days, and I think if you don't see at least one vastly improved performance from Gabbert, you could see Kaepernick as early as 2 weeks from Sunday. So,
okay, I'm just wondering about it, because sometimes, you know, we saw the one protest, I guess it was not a protest, but it was at the game in the Saints and whoever it was, they were all standing at attention, they were singing, and then afterwards they all went out and linked arms, you know, together.
You're talking about the Seahawks, yeah.
But both teams linked arms. And it was kind of like, and I said, okay, you know what, that to me honors both sides.
Sure.
And that's all I'm looking at, is the honoring of, you know, and I realize there's unfair things that happen in this country, but they're not, it's not everybody that feels like that, of course. Okay, anyway, now, somebody else is getting ready to start off. We've got like 3 minutes. Warriors?
Warriors had training camp open this week in the Fab Four. We got our first look at Curry, Thompson, Durant, and Green. Kevin Durant, of course, the new free agent addition coming over from the Oklahoma City Thunder. The Warriors beat the Thunder in the Western Conference Finals in a great 7-game series, coming back from 3-1. And Durant joins the Warriors now. Now, they lose Harrison Barnes and Andrew Bogut, their small forward and center from last year. Both those guys are on the Dallas Mavericks now. So 2/5 of their starting five from that 73-win team goes down to Dallas to play for Mark Cuban. But they bring in Kevin Durant, and they're going to have kind of a center by committee. But honestly, they could run those four guys and have me out there, and we'd probably still make the playoffs because
we're talking diversity here.
They're going to run people out of the gym this year. If you are even a casual basketball fan, or just a fan of greatness, or you want to see maybe one of the best teams of the last 10, 15, 20 years, maybe one of the best teams since Michael Jordan himself played. Now, this isn't going to be that type of team that's focused around one guy, but this is literally four all-star players, three of whom were on the Olympic team, and the only reason the fourth one wasn't is because Curry wanted to stay home to nurse his leg injury that he had in the playoffs there. So literally four of the best 15 players on earth, all on the Golden State Warriors. It's going to be a treat this year.
Wow.
Okay.
Not too far to drive.
Biggest
to go see it either.
Exactly.
Okay, I'm throwing it at you. Biggest upset of the weekend.
You know, I'm liking my Niners against the Cowboys this week. I was talking to Kirk Kirkby on the NorCal Sports Hour on Tuesday night, and he was a little more bullish on it than I was, but he talked me into it a little bit. The 49ers do one thing well, and that's stop the run. Ezekiel Elliott had 140 yards last week for the Cowboys in the win, but Dez Bryant's probably not going to play. He's got a fractured kneecap.
Was it that bad?
Yeah, he's got a hairline fracture. It had an MRI earlier this week, so if he doesn't play,
he's another young man that's just outstanding.
That really hurts their passing game, and the 49ers, the one thing you can do, you can throw on the 49ers. But if you want to try and line up and run the ball, that plays to their strength. So this could be a low score. I mean, it could be like a 20-17 type game, but I think the 49ers have a shot to take down the Cowboys this weekend.
Well, I think you're right, though, if their quarterback, and again, I don't watch it, so I'm kind of miss it. I like it, Dallas. If he doesn't start completing some passes, that you're going to see Kaepernick.
Yeah. Yeah, you exactly.
All right. So we've got a run here, and we're coming back at after the hour with the Open Line Friday. Open Line Friday. Is that a quick question there? Okay.
Comment.
Okay.
Just a comment. Mm-hmm. Hey, when we come back, we are going to talk a little bit about what's happening with the Exchange Club at 8 o'clock. You know, there's so much stuff going on in
the things that are happening this weekend.
We have a huge October fling across the North State with a gazillion things going on. Paisano Days.
Stillwater Powwow.
Let's go on.
It just goes on, but we'll do that after we come back.
Okay, that's right. But thank you so much.
Kyle DeFore.
Mighty Fine Foods.
Football tonight. Starting
at 7:30. Sports guy.
Mm-hmm. Starting at 7:30 tonight.
Absolutely.
KCNR, Shasta, Redding.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Federal investigators are sifting through the wreckage of a train crash in New Jersey yesterday, but they say they're not going to jump to any conclusions about what happened.
We want to make sure we get all of the facts, and we're going to be interviewing anyone. We also ask people who may have information to let us know. We'll also be reviewing any of the video recordings that are available.
That's the NTSB Vice Chairman Bella Dinsar appearing on NBC's Today Show this morning. The crash left one woman dead and more than 100 other people injured. The UN Health Agency is pleading now for a halt to the violence that's been preventing aid and support from arriving in the eastern and very troubled Syrian city of Aleppo.
When we look at what's going on in Aleppo, and we are in regular communications with colleagues on the ground, the situation really is unfathomable.
And that is Dr. Rick Brennan, the UN Health Agency's risk director. In Israel today, Israelis, along with dignitaries from around the world, including some from this country, attending the funeral of four crash and surface cut. So I saw on a list of 7 p.m. 12 a.m.
The shows on KCNR are those the host, guests, and all and not necessarily reflect the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Well, Matt Free Fire Rail on KCNR 40 with Carl DeBod. Good morning, Friday, the last of that after 5 to the every clock. So, that's our phone number, and we survive AR14.com. Now, we have only a couple of you and a couple of people that have all you people in the ground for. Now, it's time to talk about it. Right after next, you first drop news in Eastman.
Good morning, well,
Treasuries are this morning. They're priced 0.57%. And the modest gold down 40 an ounce. Calgary 24. Off 1915. And crude oil 31 cents. Trade $48 a barrel. That's the market. Found in Eastman with Largo Advisors, BCNR.
Susan, thank you. You've looked for investments. Look at investments you have attention to. Go down and talk to Susan Eastman. Her number, of course, is 37561. They're located at 2005 Largo Advisors.
Looking to be down on CBS. Today, our high of 78 with lows of 48. Sunny with our high of 75. That now falls to lower 7 Sunday. 6% share with 6.5 at our high for the weekend. As we progress through Monday, we have also 2% chance showers before near high 71. Today, 75. So you go back up 80. Today, close to 81. That's what we're looking at here. And the weather is too by champagne. Each and every time you read the paper, or see the audience, excuse me, other by Shasta's propane. Only on free with it. See veteran discount. 853793.
Okay, hey, look here with Josh White and Dave from the Reading Exchange Club. And so he's got something on this
morning. Hey, morning. How you doing?
You know, we ordinarily wouldn't be just wandered by.
Right.
But you know what? We kind of had like the law. Need some help here.
We love the Reading.
Okay, so then we have the Oktoberfest pub happening in downtown. So for those who don't know, our organization's been in Reading since the 70s, and it's an old thing. And you know, we are the people that put on the Reading Air Show.
Yes.
And the problem is that the Reading Air Show is getting more difficult here. So we hand out literally over $1 million. We've handed out to the community. And we're trying to find another event that will work where we can ready to continue to fund kids' scholarships. We do the awards for the year. I believe,
right.
Carl, you were at the last
right.
one.
I was asked to speak.
That's definitely meaningful.
We control fix and quite frankly, we need to pay more money.
Right.
So we can hand out money. So talk to us about. We're a blast. For those of you who know the call, what you do is you have a group of us that participate. And basically, we ain't still.
Right.
And it's
over.
It's annual.
It does.
It's
oh, yeah.
Around.
a bus to the next.
What else is there going to be anticipated?
So 13 different locations. We have Scottsdale, Woods, Maples, Fire Room.
Oh, I want
it. It looks great. I love it.
It's orange.
Yeah, and on the range. 17.4 on our street. They're opening up. It's 17.4 on our. So it's across the street.
Oh,
excuse me.
The Yeah,
it was Capone.
Then it turned out.
Got it. Post off, Shane O'Leary's, and Mitch Tauskas, and that one.
My goodness.
That's going to be very...
And you can crawl, all right.
You can't. So can YD kind of all log friends? But if you want to go, let's say, from Cleary to Lulu's, we've got to make in the circle.
It's nice to have the hole in the... Because you've been just crawling.
Hey, talk about the thing after the part. That was like,
well,
to the Bam Bam night?
They said they're only there for 4 hours. And they, you know, so, I mean, if everybody's done and lose at 11 or whatever, but if we're strong tonight, it's going in.
It's a couple things, but you know, it's like, could be the end up our night. Of course, give a little donation.
That's a great point. So let's say that you can't get 4 to 8 to the ball, and you just want that. If you show up, you can get a ticket to get into the concert, and it's $15.
Yep.
And
you'll
get your,
right.
Get your concert. You know, there's a player. If you don't need the 4 to 8 ball, just do the after.
Yeah. There's all types of things going on. So it's right. Get to that at the end.
Right.
Yeah. Also, in the afternoon on the promenade, we're going to be selling tickets to Hoffman. That's what I've done.
Right.
Nothing piece of the year and Friday and six, so.
And the thing
is, it goes back to
the absolute
100%.
Well, thank you for the chance again. Thanks for coming out.
It's karma.
Yeah.
It needs to get tomorrow the karma.
Yeah, that's right.
We're good at the end.
All right.
I'll put it at the end. Okay.
Thank you.
By the way, our thanks and our community's thanks for the thing you all do.
And maybe we'll get that air show up next year.
You need to ask me about how I can name. They're not large since your thing, but you know what? We can see them. Check so they can go by. We can move something.
You're on for that.
Yeah, right. Thanks, so guys. Tomorrow it's the pub ball, so get your tickets.
You can get a thing. You can beast, you can make a house, you can get a platter title, or you can have tomorrow. We only have like 75 left. It's going to be a 7.
Okay,
love it.
Okay, thanks a lot. Okay, and you can get one of them at
949-2074. All right.
2074.
Okay. Thanks much, guys. And we're going to take a break here when we come. We've got more on opening with stuff around the state. And we do all come in and your levels, right? So everything we've got.
We're right.
Your fault. It'll be for you. Premier Oil in Hamilton would like to help get a $10 off oil change October 1st while using Heavily Motor Oil at Premier Oil Change. You'll all earn points towards free oil changes and other special things in your car. Premier's recent and free Wi-Fi wait is short. We sell efficiency and service. A new car less tile your services on us. Hamilton been helping families protect what matters for over 100 years. Both say Motor Oil Change 31st. Learn more than you stop by our website, premieroilchange.com. In the Premier Holiday Month Shopping Center on Lake Bonnet Network Park. Both locations car wash with every oil change. Home of the friendly old chief.
Hello, it's your name, Bob's name. Professional business sends to your customers. It says you are a company for image and offers a very best price. I have clients who shop for the lowest price, and a few months realized that their profession is earned. They didn't know who's in their office to do clean, and just weren't getting a bang or. Be wary of the companies take money and hire own contractors to do the work. Since 1987, Howie Bob's Op Cleaning, local special, and offering the cleaning by our responded insured staff. Take pride and aloha your customers with the professional cleaning service of office cleaning. Call 221-568-221-5060 at com.
Must be budget blinds. Vic only budget blinds brings a showroom of great windows to your door. Hi, Julie. Hi, Janet. Hi, designs. Colors and pants you can't find anywhere else. Right here. Exclusive product line every bit, including Roman shades, rugs, pillows, and so more. Just for any room, we do extraordinary. We do all the measure and the labor. No more running for 14 years online.
What is the idea? Whenever you want to get a lot of the whole company, also listen to some window coverings, give buddies a call to 226-9027 or visit us on the web at Blinds.com.
At the Bible booth at the home shop first.
Bad lady, lovely lady.
Back to Fire Radio, AC and 1460, Roland. It's the hour of the clock here. It's 52 degrees going up only to 78. And it's going to be like that over the week. Maybe just a rain coming in. We report all with you.
To get local support from businesses, we've got quite a few people tournament. Quite a few sponsors, and most of them are all local. And so far, it's going like crazy.
We're talking
a lot better than we thought.
Sponsors including Holiday Harbor, Clearwater Lodge, Dr. Gus Petrus, Highlands Ranch, Palisade Joanne, Matt Dahl Fly Fishing.
Right.
In relation to that?
That's my other son, my older son.
Wait, I think we had Matt was with us the other day. at the State of the City, where we're at the Fly Shop. Does he work with the Fly Shop?
He works for the Fly Shop. Yes,
and also with,
he was at our table.
He also works on his own. He has his own business. Yeah. Works for the Fly Shop and the Clearwater Lodge.
Oh,
so he's busy.
Okay. Yeah,
Pepsi, C.R. Gibbs, and a lot of individuals here.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay, when we talk about this golf tournament, this is to raise money for homeless veterans.
It is.
Nick's story is far beyond really what Pam just said here. And I got involved in this, well, I guess it was last year when I first started listening or heard about this.
Mm-hmm.
Nick is one of the many, and he's not the only one, that fell into this. And in fact, a Colorado newspaper did a story and won the Pulitzer Prize on what
veterans who have no beds were sent home due to PTSD issues or back injury, and a lot of those income not get into those resources because they need to cover their basic housing, electricity, and so that's what we're doing, to sponsor some veterans to get the veterans resource their home in rent.
And as a way of taking our homeless off the street that need a helping